We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Dan. How you doing?
Good. How are y'all?
Good, thank you. Was the film of the second half as ugly when you looked at it as it looked in person on the sideline?
Yeah, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. You know, just too many mistakes there. I mean, you know, there's no way to sugarcoat that. It wasn't good.
And Dan, you know, we can nitpick and we can pick apart things all we want, but one of the things that we do like in what we see is your aggressiveness of being able to go for it on fourth down. Looking at fourth and one and the fact that you end up throwing the ball to Quintez Cephas, it's not complete. Why not at that point test your young tackle, you know, Penei Sewell, test your offensive line? You know, the run game has been a strength. Why the decision to go with the pass instead of the run in that situation?
Yeah, I think it was just, you know, we did that last week. we had run it on fourth and one. And we liked the play call that we had at the time. And, you know, it was a play that we were trying to get to Hawkinson. And, you know, and they took it away. Coverage dictates it goes somewhere else. And so, you know, you're just playing the odds. And we thought that we were going to be able to get it there, and it didn't work out, you know. So sometimes when it happens that way, somebody's got to step up, make a play, and we fell short on that one.
Of course the offensive lineman wants you to run, right?
Well, oh, yeah. You know, look, it's – you know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. We run it and we get stuffed, and you're going to ask, why don't we throw it to Hawkinson? You know, so it's it just is one of those deals where, you know, we just felt like at the time that was it was going to be a good play call for us. We liked the matchup, and it didn't work out.
The offensive line, I thought the pass protection was excellent, especially in the first half. But your evaluation of your first draft pick, Penei Sewell, after you've seen him play 2 weeks now?
Yeah, look, he's been pretty steady, you know, and once again, he continues to grow. I like is that even preseason and now that we're 2 weeks in, he's faced a number of different players, you know, different types of players, players with length, players with speed, players that are longer, that are a little shorter, that, you know, quick burst, all these different things. And you're seeing him grow. And that's what I think is pretty exciting. But he's been pretty steady over there. He's getting a little bit better and a little bit better. And say this again, when you're not really thinking about him as you begin to game plan, that's a good thing. That's a good thing, you know. Now, we're still mindful, and we certainly don't want to leave him out there to dry. But man, he's doing well.
Dan, I am admitted obsessive about clock management. And the end of the half, I'm not alone. The Manning brothers had the same questions. In retrospect, do you wish you would have used timeouts earlier? Because you almost let about a minute 22, I think, go down before you use the timeout.
Yeah, you know, look, I wish that we'd have been our tempo would have been just a tick better as far as that goes. But I also knew, we talked about this, man, we get in that situation where we are not giving the ball back to him. And for our goal was, let's make sure we come away here with points and not give the ball back to Aaron Rodgers. So So do I wish our tempo was a tick better? Maybe we get one more shot at the end zone. Maybe, you know, but at the same token, we actually gained a possession on them. We got four possessions. They really only had three. I mean, their fourth possession, they had to kneel it because they only had 3 seconds left. So to me, that, you know, we played it right.
But you guys, you're so aggressive. It's like who cares about Aaron Rodgers, and especially in the first half. That's my point. But obviously, you know a hell of a lot more than I do.
You're saying, what do you mean by that?
Well, just worry about you guys scoring a touchdown, and if he gets the ball back with 30 seconds, so be it. You got to worry about, you guys are aggressive. You got to worry about what you're going to do on offense. Now it's to worry
no
about
doubt. The issue was that they had three timeouts. Yeah. That was really the big.
Okay.
That's what made it unique. You know, like they didn't have any timeouts. It's a different story.
Right.
But with three timeouts, with your opponent, there were three timeouts. That makes it tough. So I felt like we played that pretty good.
What was different in the second half? You guys go into halftime, you're up 17-14, and then what happened in how the game got away and what was different in the second half than what we saw in the first?
Yeah, well, I mean, we made more mistakes. I mean, I felt like that's where the penalties and the turnovers showed up. I mean, I think that, you know, once those two things began to really show, I felt like, you know, it just started to unravel a little bit for us. You know, we got in a funk that we couldn't get out of, and it kind of snowballed from there. And the mistakes got, you know, they just got compounded by another mistake, and it wasn't good. I mean, we had ourselves in position to have success offensively and defensively, and then we killed ourselves, you know.
Dan Campbell joined us on the Stoney and Jansen program. What did you see? Because I saw some of the press conference yesterday. What did you see in Alex Anzalone that many of us didn't? Because it looked like he was getting beaten, especially, you know, on pass plays a lot during the game on Monday night.
Yeah, look. I'll just say this. He got the defensive holding on the one, and that's fine. They threw that. I got it, you know. And then the throw that he got beat on the touchdown, I mean, that's a pretty good throw. But when you watch him, you watch every one of his plays that he had, he's all over the field. I mean, the guy is like balls to the wall every play. Is it perfect? No, but I know this. It's all-out effort. He's making the calls. He's in on really a majority of our tackles. And I just know it starts with effort and intensity, and he's got it. And no, it's not always perfect, but that at least is a start for what we're looking for on defense.
And yesterday we heard you talking about Jamie Collins, and we just talked about Alex Anzalone, and with the fact that we might see Derek Barnes a little bit more this week. You and I both know the adage in the locker room and when you're watching film is the film doesn't lie. And if you come out and you say something as a coach that is backed up by what you see on the film, do you worry about players getting sensitive about what you say to the media and how you talk about their individual performances?
Yeah, look, you don't ever want to feel like you're trying to throw somebody under the bus. And I certainly would never want to do that, but I mean, it's look, everybody, players know it, coaches know it, anybody knows it. When you don't play well, you know when you don't play well. And so there's things that, you know, we can clean up. There's things as coaches we can clean up. There's things as players we can clean up.
How do you get Jared Goff to play as good in a full game as he played in the first half on Monday night? Because that first half and that throw to Hockenson was just unbelievable. He was great in the first half.
Yeah, he really was. I mean, I thought the first half, I mean, he really did some things for us that were spectacular. I mean, he was, you know, the way he was throwing the football, he was improvising some. He did an excellent job with our audibles and kills and everything that we were, you know, what we were trying to get into. And, you know, I think that you know, I kind of feel like it just snowballed on us a little bit. I think we've got to just keep him in a rhythm and be mindful of continuing to try to run the ball a little bit, and just there again, it's easier said than done, but if we can get ourselves in manageable third downs or not even getting third down, that would be great, you know. That certainly would help. And so whatever we got to do, I mean, we're looking at everything and anything we can do, because he's proved to us if you keep him upright and you get him in a rhythm, he can be pretty lethal.
You got Baltimore this coming weekend and obviously a unique quarterback in Lamar Jackson. How do you prepare for him defensively? Who's going to play Lamar Jackson for the scout team?
Yeah. Well, right now it'll be Blau. So, you know, and which, look, Blau will do a good job with it, but it's hard to simulate that guy. Let's call it what it is. But, look, they're unique. There's nobody like him. There's nobody like him. And we're going to have some great full-speed looks at it to really get timing of it, what they're doing. Our safeties are going to be, like, they're going to be a huge part of this. Everybody is, but our safeties are going to play a huge part in how we stop this package, stop this run game. And you got to make this guy beat you with his arm. You just do. I mean, that's – they live and die by this run, and they're dynamic. He's dynamic. But look, we got a challenge too on the offensive side. This defense now is, man, this is a salty, gritty group, man. And this will be one of the best defenses we've faced this far.
It's fun. Well, maybe not funny is not the right word, but you talked about the, you know, culture, identity. This team for years has never had an identity. You look at Baltimore and Pittsburgh as well. You know, year in, year out, especially defensively, this is what they are, and they've been that way for decades. Is that what you're trying to bring here?
Yeah, you really are. I mean, yes, I think there's somewhat, it's a model of what you're kind of looking for. And I go back to this. Coach Harbaugh's done an unbelievable job. Ozzie Newsome, all those guys over there, they created a culture. And we talk about culture. They have. But I tell you what, probably nobody's influenced that culture more than Ray Lewis. And when they brought in and they drafted that guy, and you look, even though he's been gone for years, his handprint is still on this defense and the way they play, because it's been passed down over and over and over. And just the nature, the way they play, how they play. And that's kind of what you're looking for, man. You're looking for game changers, for organization changers, you know?
Yep, they seem to have them all. Yeah. Dan, thanks a lot as always, and we'll talk to you next week, and good luck against the Ravens.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
All right, that Dan Campbell, head coach of your Detroit Lions, here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.